Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It is the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. The Texas Bowl at NRG Stadium coming up on Thursday, December 27th on ESPN. Vanderbilt takes on Baylor, and the head coach of the Baylor Bears is Matt Rhule, and he joins us on the Midday 180. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We appreciate the time today. When the bowl games were announced, we came on the show and said that we felt like this game between Vandy and Baylor had the potential to be one of the best matchups, because it seems like both teams, number one, want to be there, and number two, desperately want to win the game. And that's not always the case going into bowl season because of letdowns at the end of a year. It's the opposite for both of these programs.
Yeah, you know, I know our guys, especially after the year we had last year and all the things that our seniors have been through, you know, I'm their third head coach, and last year we went 1-11. And to play our way in to beat a Texas Tech team and get to the bowl game, I know our guys are unbelievably motivated. And, you know, the respect I have for Coach Mason and his program, I had a chance to play against them when I was at Temple. I saw them beat Tennessee. I saw them dance after the game. And so it was very evident that they're as excited to be there as we are. And that's what we all want. We want to play a great college football game.
Speaking of Tennessee, you got a transfer from Tennessee in Jalen Hurd, who had a fantastic year for you guys, making the transition to wide receiver. What are your thoughts on his work ethic to be able to make that transition and sort of the way you guys were able to utilize his unique skill set in a number of different ways?
Well, he's one of the most unique young people I've ever had a chance to coach. His work ethic is unparalleled. I mean, as a head coach at Temple, I've had a first round draft pick. I've had some NFL players. I've never been around a guy that practices as hard and prepares as hard as Jalen Hurd does. And at the same time, is as unselfish as he is. You know, he blocks, he runs routes to get other guys open, even when he knows he's not going to get the ball. He played receiver. He played tailback. He even went in there and recovered a fumble to win the Oklahoma State game for us on a Hail Mary. And so he's just a special young man. One of my favorite guys I've ever coached. And, you know, he hurt his knee on the first drive of the game. And came over, and they said, you know, he might have torn a little something, might have hurt something. And I told him, I said, Jalen, you go sit down, man. You got a future to look for. And he said, Coach, I'm finishing this game. We're going to win this game. And he's exactly what college football is all about. Great, great young people that do what you ask.
You're going to a bowl game this year, Coach. In terms of what you inherited at Baylor with the scandal and everything else going on, what kind of progress have you made within that program? How excited are you where you guys are heading and sort of taking this step by step?
Well, you know, I'm unbelievably thrilled for our players. I mean, I don't know that anyone, I could ever explain it to anyone just how far they've come and how much they've been through and the ups and the downs and just not just football wise, but everything around it. And to watch them in the locker room after winning that game, knowing that they were going back to a bowl game, those seniors knowing that they had been the people that stood there in the gap and fought for Baylor and fought to get the program back, at least headed in the right direction. I'm so proud. And so, you know, it's not where we want to be, but it's certainly a step in the right direction. And hopefully we can just continue to grow from here.
Matt Rhule, our guest head coach of Baylor. How did your experience at both Buffalo and Temple help you in getting your program at Baylor back on track?
Well, you know, the years I had a chance to be the head coach at Temple were just so eerily similar to this early on. You know, my first year at Temple, we were 2-10. My first year at Baylor, we were 1-11. And I think I learned a lesson during that time at Temple to not to panic, not to overreact, not to start blaming the players, but to help them through that. You know, no one realizes how hard it is on young people, you know, with social media and family and friends and doubting themselves, and what they need is they need the adults to be the adults and to sit there and, you know, help them through it and let them realize that adversity is a part of life, and it's not what you're going through, it's how you handle it. And so We did that my second year at Temple. We were able to get to 6-6 and be bowl eligible. The same thing happened at Baylor. We were able to get to 6-6 and be bowl eligible. And then from there, we had back-to-back 10-win seasons at Temple. And I tell you what, I'd certainly love it if we could do that here at Baylor. So they're eerily similar at the very beginning of those times. And I think at Buffalo, you know, I was a part of the transition as an assistant coach to Division One and losing. And I recognized then that, you know what, even teams that are going through 1-11 seasons and 0-11 seasons, they deserve to have a coach that believes in the kids and supports them. And I think if you handle kids the right way when they're losing, they will fight for you when they're winning.
I'm not trying to get you out of there after just 2 years, I promise. But there is a huge push in the NFL now for young, offensive-minded guys. I know you spent a year with Tom Coughlin in New York. And it sounds like the way things are going for you, it's not going to be long before you get phone calls asking. And I'm just wondering if in the long term you picture yourself as a guy who's going to be on a campus for the bulk of your life, or if you have long term NFL maybe aspirations.
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. I've been one of those guys. When I took the job at Baylor, I never thought in a million years I'd end up at Baylor, you know. But, you know, I just felt like as my wife sat there and thought about it and to be quite honest, prayed about it and said, where should we be? It felt like we were supposed to be at Baylor. And so I don't know how long that'll be. I hope for a long time. It's a great place, and they treat me really well. And you know, I hope that you know, our players play well enough and continue to go to the NFL and continue to have success. I mean, we have 18 kids in the NFL from Temple, and that's unheard of from that level. But our kids have gone there and represented themselves so well that I appreciate the fact that people want to talk to me or, you know, mention my name. But that's really just a credit to our guys. I mean, they've gotten to the next level and played at such a high level that people want to kind of, you know, talk to us. So I don't know if I'll ever do that. I had a chance to be an assistant coach, and it was awesome, but it's a completely different world. And, you know, I just have always seen myself as a college head coach. I played for Joe Paterno, a legend, and always wanted to do the things that he did and someday hoist a national championship trophy over my head. So I hope that we can, you know, do that someday at Baylor. And I know it's a ways off, but we're trying to get there as soon as we can.
So you were born and raised in New York City, went to high school and State College, PA, played your college football at Penn State. I would classify you as a Northeastern guy. Got your start as a head coach at Temple. Now you're in the state of Texas at Baylor. What's it like and how different is it navigating those recruiting circles in high school football in the state of Texas for a guy that grew up in the Northeast?
You know, I tell you what, it has gone way better than I was nervous maybe that it would. You know, I didn't have many connections here, and I brought the majority of my staff from Temple. You know, I wanted to come take my shot with the people that I believed in. But I hired a couple guys from Texas, a couple really, really well-known, well-respected, unbelievable men, you know, Texas high school coaches. And they have been such a key for me in terms of making sure I understand the landscape and the people. And here's what I'll say about Texas high school football. It's fantastic. And it's fantastic because it's all about the kids. It's all about the players. And I think as the Texas high school coaches have met my staff and met me, we have way more in common than we don't. And that's the fact that we both love working with young people. We both love the game of football, and we both love seeing it played the right way. And so I think as guys have gotten to know us, if they've come to watch us practice, as I've gone out to speak, and most importantly, as their players have come and had a good experience and go back, we've been accepted with open arms, and for that I'm very grateful.
We're seeing a young guy blossom here at a pretty good rate in Sharif Finch, who was a high-priority undrafted free agent here. Tell us about the growth curve he showed you while you were with him at Temple.
Well, let me just say this. You couldn't find a better person in the world than Sharif Finch. And, you know, just to tell you what type of person he is, we lost to TCU the second to last game in a game we were picked to win. And, you know, when you lose, you don't get a lot of text messages. When you win, you get a bunch of them, right? And first pick message I got was from Sharif Finch. And here's a guy who I left his senior year, you know, and he could have been angry. He could have been bitter. And, you know, he just said, hey, coach, what's next? Go 1-0 this week. And that's who he is. And so he's a young man who overcame knee injuries. There was a time when people thought, hey, he'll never have a chance to go to the NFL because – you know, he's had this constant nagging knee that required surgery, and all Sharice did was work, and all he did was grind. And you hear all these stories about entitled athletes. No, no, he's not an entitled athlete at all. He's someone that went to school, got educated, treated people the right way, battled through adversity, and, you know, he's battled through the loss of both his mother and his father, and you know what? I know how proud they both are of him, and I'm sure that he'll make Tennessee proud for a long time.
Matt Rhule, our guest. Matt, I'm sure whenever you took the Baylor job, you reached out to a number of different people, and I'm sure some people said, you know what, wait for the next opportunity. But who did you listen to the most whenever you decided to take the job, and who was telling you, you know what, you are right for that position as the next head coach there?
You know, probably my wife. You know, I mean, a lot of people, most people I knew professionally were sort of like, hey, you know, that's you're walking into something that's way great, way bigger and way greater than football. But I believed in Baylor, and I said, you know, here's a university. It's a Christian university. It's founded on the right principles. It's located dead in the middle of Central Texas. We're not going to have to get on a plane too much and fly all over the country. And they've won before, which means they can win again. And so, at the end of the day, you know, you're talking to people, you're talking to coaches, you're reaching out to people. But I sat there and it was just, and I in a restaurant in New York City, and we had a couple different opportunities and trying to figure out, you know, where to go from there. And we said, you know what, this is right for us. And in the interim since then, I mean, guys like Bill O'Brien and Tom Coughlin, guys who've taken over tough situations, I've leaned on them and asked them for advice and asked them, you know, how they would handle things. And that's made a big difference for me as I've navigated these first 2 years.
Matt Rhule has been our guest, and again, the game coming up on the 27th against Vandy, and we're hoping that Vanderbilt will take a contingent down there to witness the game, because again, I think it's going to be a fun game to check out at NRG Stadium, and we certainly appreciate the time, and what I know is a busy time of year for you. By the way, are you enjoying the early signing period as a head coach, or is that something that you wish maybe wasn't in place right now?
No, I think it's a great thing. You know, okay. I think what it's done is I think it's brought reality to recruiting. You know, where you know you can say we're offering you and you can say you're committed, but you know you're signing on the dotted line. I tell you at the same time though, as you prepare for a bowl game, it'll run you ragged trying to do 6 weeks worth of work in 3 weeks. So, but I think it's a good thing for college football.
Are you on the road right now as you talk to us?
I sure am. I just got off a plane and I'm headed to my next stop. It's my third state probably since this morning. So second state since this morning. So I'm eating a lot of fast food and a lot of home cooked meals at night. So when you see me on the 27th, I might not fit into what I'm wearing, but whatever it takes to get these guys signed, I'm going to do.
I know you probably don't want us to know where you are, but give us your schedule for the remainder of the day.
Well, you know, we kind of finished our day. We're going to go to a high school and then we're going to, really spend some time there and go watch a basketball practice and then go for a home visit. So, you know, we're at the time because of the early signing period that it's a little bit more about quality than quantity. You know, these are, you forget sometimes, man. You know, I'm 44, whatever I am, 43. And you forget that this is the first big decision a lot of these kids are going to have to make in their lives. And so we like to make sure that when we go somewhere, we get to meet everyone that's associated with the prospect, so that before they hand off their baby, before they hand off, you know, the person that they love most in this world, you know, that we've met everyone we can and they've met everyone we can. So to me, this is a great time to build relationships and get to know everyone.
Can you see a guy dunk a basketball and know immediately whether or not he can play for you?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, there's a lot of times where, and you know, it's kind of harder now in the age of specialization, but if you see a guy play basketball and he's competitive, or if you see a guy play basketball and he's coordinated, or most importantly, if he's explosive enough to jump up and dunk a basketball, they usually can do it. You know, there's some great players who can't, but if you have the explosiveness to get up there and throw it down, you can usually find something to do on the football field.
Matt Rhule has been our guest. Thank you for the time. Great visit.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot, now.
Yeah, man. Matt Rhule has been our guest. And again, I think it's something to look into when he chose Baylor, because he had other options. Missouri wanted to talk to him, I remember. Syracuse was another program that was interested in him because of his New York roots, and he chose to stay at Temple. And he ends up at Baylor not many people wanted that job.
It's a little Bill O'Brien-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that level mess, right? But Bill O'Brien went there and did amazing things at Penn State, and look what opened up for him. And you wonder if it won't be similar.
Bill O'Brien was not a head coach.
Right.
Matt Rhule had a head coaching gig also. True. So it was an even bigger leap.
I like him.
Likeable guy.
Big, big future ahead, I bet.
And remember that big game he had at Temple? He's head coach at Temple, and he beat Penn State. Back, was it 2014 or 15? 2015, I think. And that was like one of the big, probably the biggest win of his career. And now he took a 1-11 team last year and said, we're going to go to a bowl game, and has done it.
Well, that was back when James Franklin was on the hot seat.
Right, yeah.
After that loss to Temple.